Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:20. Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And we know we have a lot of fans of live theater in our listening audience, but you have a unique opportunity this week to see a pair of brand new plays written by former incarcerated persons. The program is part of Prison Performing Arts, founded in 1999 for youth and adults in Missouri's criminal justice system. And joining us in studio to tell us more about it is the artistic director of Prison Performing Arts, Rachel Tibbetts.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. This is really interesting. I would assume that a lot of people have no idea that there is such a thing as prison performing arts.
Probably so. we've been around since 1999, and I think probably a lot of folks would maybe best know us for the work that we do in prisons. We were actually on This American Life many years ago, and a lot of people learned about our work through that. But I think people probably know less about the work that we do with young people and with our alumni theater company.
What are the ages of your performers? Tell us about them.
For all of our programs? We work with youth as young as 12 years old. And then I think probably our oldest participants are in their 80s. So it's quite a range.
For people who may wonder, what is the point of prison performing arts? What does it do or provide? Or what is the aim?
We really try to use the arts as a vehicle to teach really important life skills. And then also there's a lot of literacy that is involved with producing a play, performing in a play. So we're looking at things like focus and concentration, responsibility, collaboration, teamwork. You have to really be able to work with other people to put a play together. And we really feel that those skills are useful for folks when they are returning home.
Prison Performing Arts, PPA, is excited to present a couple of plays written by PPA Alumni Theater Company members. The first is Go Before I Do. Tell us about that one.
Go Before I Do is a play written by one of our Alumni Theater Company members. Her name is Hazel. She actually wrote this play a few years ago for another company here in St. Louis called SATE, and it's been produced before through SATE's AfroBen Festival. This time around, it's being produced by Prison Performing Arts, and Hazel worked with our script consultant, Courtney Bailey, to edit the script and to bring it to life for this production. It's directed by our production coordinator at Prison Performing Arts, and he's also a member of the Alumni Theater Company, Eric Satterfield. And it's a really lovely, heartfelt piece about a dad and a daughter who are kind of at a crossroads in their life, and a bartender comes in and helps them put perspective that helps them resolve some issues that they're having in their relationship.
The other brand new play is Don't Be a Hero, Thank You, which, look, is directed by Rachel Tibbetts.
Yes.
That's you.
Yeah. Don't Be a Hero, Thank You is receiving its world premiere. It's written by one of our alumni theater company members. Her name is Katie Lehman. Allen. And Katie is actually also performing in Go Before I Do. She's a real triple threat. This play is really, it's autobiographical. That's a hard word. It's a lot of stories based on Katie's own personal experiences. She also worked with our script consultant, Courtney Bailey. And it's a really beautiful piece about being a contemporary woman, returning home from prison and kind of all the trials, tribulations, and laughter that goes along with that.
PPA, Prison Performing Arts, is dedicated to enriching the lives of youth and adults in Missouri's criminal and juvenile justice systems. You ever think about what you're doing for people? I'm sure you do. That it goes well beyond arts? I mean, what you're doing for people's lives?
Yes. The organization is so important. We were founded by an incredible woman, the late Agnes Wilcox. And I think that we've always really been committed to the idea that the arts are important and they're vital to everyone. And there's so much that we can learn about ourselves and other people by participating in the arts. I'm so proud of the work that all of our participants, all the work that they create. And then the alumni is so special because this is an opportunity for these folks to continue to have artistic experiences in their lives, and many of them are now going on to do professional theater work in the community, and that's such an incredible achievement.
Founded in 1999, I'm thinking too that is a testament to the success of the program, because we kind of go through these waves where prisoners are only supposed to sit in their cells and they get nothing, and we cut funding and no programming, and then we go to a place where, well, we need to give them things to do, so we'll start. You know what I mean? Like, we've gone through that so many times, but if you've been around since 1999, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we're really grateful to all of the partners that we work with, the Department of Corrections, the Family Court, both here in St. Louis City and in St. Louis County. And we really couldn't do this work without their partnership and their belief in the importance of the work. And I think that's been really vital to us being able to sustain as long as we have.
If people want to see these plays, where can people go?
Yes, we would love for you to join us for the plays that we were just talking about with our Alumni Theater Company. We'll be at the Green Finch Theater and Dive. This is a brand new space down on South Jefferson. Really amazing space that's making a space available at affordable rates for local companies, which is really important. You can also visit our website at prisonperformingarts.org. We have several of our past productions that you can just watch on the website in the comfort of your own home.
That is 2525 South Jefferson. That's right at Jefferson and Grabo, not far from here.
Yes, it's the old Way Out Club.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Prisonperformingarts.org. What a neat thing. Thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rachel Tibbetts joining us. She is the Artistic Director of Prison Performing Arts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.